Man gets 180 days in jail for raping girls aged between 4 and 9, there is no getting over it. By Amy Furr on February 3, 2023. A man from Rochester, Minnesota, will serve 180 days in jail in a case involving the rape of two little girls. On Monday, 20-year-old Mohammed Bakari Shea stood before Judge Jacob Allen for his sentencing, according to the Post Bulletin. Judge Allen was appointed by Governor Mark Dayton in August 2018, per the Minnesota Judicial Branch's website. Shea also faces up to 30 years on probation, the bulletin report continued. Shea was facing three different felony first-degree criminal conduct charges in two separate cases. His plea deal called for no prison time, a stay of adjudication and the dismissal of two out of three charges. If Shea completes his probation, all charges against him will be dismissed and will not be on his criminal record. One of the victims was approximately 9 years of age and the other child was between 4 and 5 when the assaults took place. What appears to be a mugshot was posted online Thursday. Shea's case was initially delayed due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. However, once the charges were refiled to move forward, the man received a plea deal that included his stay of adjudication and no prison time in exchange for him not challenging certification in adult court, which allowed for his continued prosecution, the outlet said. The young man will possibly serve 116 days behind bars, depending on his behavior. In addition, he must undergo a sex offender program and log 200 hours of community service. However, he was not ordered to register as a sex offender after victimizing the little girls. Shea reportedly raped the 9-year-old at a home in Rochester in 2018, and raped the other child several times at the same home during the same time frame. However, the man denied raping the child. There is no moving on or getting over it. I've tried, one of the victims said of her experience in court this week before breaking down and crying. Meanwhile, the majority of American voters place blame at the feet of woke politicians for the ongoing crime wave plaguing the nation under President Joe Biden's D leadership, according to an October poll. The latest Harvard/Harris poll shows that 64% of voters say woke politicians are responsible for an increase in crime across American communities, while only 36% blame other factors, Breitbart News reported at the time.